Right now, from here inside the nurturing biosphere of the mothership, with trip stories dead ahead of us, it's time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, once we get a little flashlight going here, step inside the Copenhagen room, and here he is. Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I had a girlfriend in seventh grade. Thank you very much. Well, Mike, it's over.
The run is over.
No. Oh, no. Don't tell me this.
19.
Wait a minute. What is it?
Weeks. 19.
The thing that leads E! News every Monday for the past
19 weeks. Actually, it only led E! News from about week 11 right on, when things were getting really interesting as far as the record chase went. Old Town Road from Lil Nas X has been on a 19-week domination run.
It's been unseated.
Yes. It set the record by 3 weeks as the greatest song ever written. The most popular. Seriously, we may be looking at, we're all going to die for sure, and this will still hold the record, I think. 19 weeks, which makes it, as we've said many times, the greatest song ever written.
It's undisputable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Louie Louie made it to number one on the charts twice.
So did the Twist,
stayed there
right?
For a long time. The Twist did too.
Well, Mike, we're going by this metric. Longest at number one in consecutive weeks. It is no longer number one. After 19 weeks, it has been upended. And you think to yourself, man, what song could possibly...
It's got to be something brand new.
Cool the Engines.
Right?
It's a great song. See if we have that in there.
Or Cool the Engines.
It's
only
actually...
Cool the Engines could do it.
He's close. Amanda has circled back.
Amanda.
And has re-entered the charts at number one.
You mean I'm going to take you by surprise and hit you between the eyes, Amanda?
I think it's make you realize, aww, not hit you between the eyes.
Okay. Sorry. Maybe I misheard that.
Maybe that was a funny line of humor in 1986 when that came out. But it's a different time now, Michael.
I'm going to take you by the hand and hit you with a frying pan, Amanda.
Yeah. Talk to the king of the frying pan over here.
I'd hope.
How many songs in the Davidson song collection has the frying pan made its way into?
At least two. And I would have hoped that the Davidson song collection could have evolved by 2019.
No. There it is, the frying pan.
What a weak sound effect.
So I'm going to play you the song that took over for Lil Nas X, okay? And you tell me.
I have a feeling that we're going to see just how much worse things can get here.
All right, well, enjoy new number one. Is it number one with this song, I'm Hardly Trying to Sing Again? So you're a
tough guy, like you're really rough. Not only am I hardly trying to sing, I'm barely awake.
Yeah. I'm that bad
type, make your mama sad. Am I an idiot for thinking this is genius?
Yeah, you are.
Really?
Why do you think this is genius?
There's nothing like it.
Give me your reasoning.
I've never heard anything like it, and it's really well done. Hook
is
City
this the
too
remix with Bieber?
I don't know. This is just Bad Guy is the name of the song.
Like, seriously, you're not into this at all, Corby?
No. Here's why. You take control even if you... I need effort.
That's her bit.
I just don't like, you know, and I picture her every morning she wakes up and she comes in the breakfast room and her mom's like, oh, hey, Billy, how you doing? What can I make you for breakfast? And
hey,
all
would you like to get some chimp?
And all she can say, all she can say is, I don't know, pancake.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy, what are you going to go do today? What do you got planned for today?
I don't know.
Just nothing.
Come on, see if I can...
Well, Billy, you want to go to the Gap with Mama and get you some new clothes?
Just do what you want.
I can't handle it. I cannot handle the minimalist, I don't smile, every picture she's ever taken. Not one smile. Nothing.
It's just, I mean, why should I smile? I have nothing to smile about.
Maybe she doesn't want to smile.
No. It's this imaging and attitude. And look, I know I'm probably sounding like
and
super...
And she's a kid.
Exactly.
Okay,
kids
give her
have
a
fun.
Break.
Kids have fun.
This is what she wants to do.
Oh, God. Do I have to sing? Actually,
hey, you know
Billy,
what?
Billy.
Makes more money than you do, dude.
That's right. I wish you learned how to sing like that.
Dumbass.
Where's your album at? Number nothing, right?
Yep.
By the way, bring Nolan back. But I just want her, I feel that her producer's like, Billy, can you up the enthusiasm just a little bit? No, I can't.
Look that you don't hold me. Hope that you think you won't hurt me. My mom made that stuff sing along with me.
This makes me want to go to the club.
No, it's not even clubby.
Yeah, it
clubby
is. That's a jam.
Clubby
dude,
is.
That is a good jam.
That's the club. Pitbull's the freaking club, bro.
No.
Not Eilish. And this is how people would dance at the club to Billie Eilish. While people are bouncing off the walls.
Man, nobody can see you. No one can see you.
This is the dance.
No one can see him. Okay. He's just standing there and
kind of bouncing.
Bending his knees real
looking
quick.
Looking straight ahead. No smiling. And this is another thing that I like to promote.
Corby's that guy that likes to tell women they need to smile.
Yeah, you need to smile more. Kids, smile more. You know what? We went through a phase where every...
You'd be so much prettier if you just smile.
You see them pearls. Oh, is this the Bieber version?
Yeah.
I like this better.
Yeah, he act like... He cares.
He's trying.
It's a cool tune, though. You can't deny that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like her approach, man. I think she's awesome.
You would go have chimkin with her, though.
She's 17,
right.
Dumb.
I know, but you would eat chimkin with her, and you would look at her and be like, are you enjoying your chimkin? And she would say, I don't know.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, I mean, how many chimkins did you have to kill to put this on the plane? Yeah, do you like anything? No, I don't. I don't like anything.
So she's Robin Gibb from the Barry Gibb talk show.
Yeah, she's Kid Robin Gibb.
Yeah.
Girl Kid Robin Gibb.
Do you have anything you would like to add, Robin?
No. No, I don't.
No, I don't. But I mean, are her shows that way too?
I've never seen her.
I haven't either.
You keep doing you, Billy. Don't listen.
Meanwhile,
to...
it sounds like you've crossed over to my side.
Don't listen.
I've
to
always
Corby.
Been on your side.
We welcome
I've
you.
I've always been on your side with her. I need more. Throw a guitar in there or something. I don't know.
It's not far
just
removed.
Give me some effort.
She's doing from what St. Vincent does. It's the same similar kind of thing.
Uh huh.
And you don't like her either?
I don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
It's because she doesn't walk out on stage with a. Freaking vest with 400 harmonicas in it. You don't like it.
Yes. If you're not John Popper,
yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I need four, not one
not,
harmonica,
or if you're not
400.
Playing guitar in a full leg cast on a guitar Game of Thrones chair, he doesn't like it.
7 years ago when he broke his leg.
So I guess when Billy was 12, she was full-blown obsessed with Bieber. And the artwork of the single for that song is a picture of her in her bedroom with like 5 Justin Bieber posters behind
wow.
her.
Wow.
Are they going to date?
I think he's married.
Yeah, and she's 17.
Yeah, he's married to Alec Baldwin's daughter, right? Isn't that right?
I have no idea.
Harpy or Harley or Schmartinen?
Schmartinen Baldwin.
Chimpkin Baldwin.
Yeah, Chimpkin Baldwin.
Well, anyway, pour one out for Lil Nas X, because who knows what that guy's going through,
man,
today. Are his 15
be a tough day for him.
Are his 15 seconds up?
We will never hear from
or
15 him
15 minutes. Are they up? Is
yes,
it over?
They are.
He's already got another hit out there, doesn't he?
I don't know, Danny.
We will never hear from him again.
Ever again.
Ever
That's
again.
It. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood nears 200 million globally. And they're saying now that this movie, this Tarantino movie, could pass Django Unchained.
Django!
Which, I guess, is the all-time leader in the Tarantino box office. Are you surprised that, as big of a name as he is, that none of his movies, I mean, all of his movies have made a profit, I think.
Yeah, by now.
Yeah. But he's never had one that went, like, for a billion. Is it just too niche-y in the end? Like, if we went out there right now on the streets, or, you know, a cowboy training camp, and, mm-hmm. and we were like, who's Quentin Tarantino? What's the percentage of people that would know who he is?
Small.
That's weird to me. Are we being elitist film people? I mean, he's put out, you know, 5-6 movies that are...
Well, I mean, we're pandering to our own tastes. I mean, you like him.
I know.
I like him. He likes him.
He's beyond pop culture. He's... Well, that's the thing, too. Would anybody know... What's the one director? Spielberg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one name?
And Marty.
And then, but maybe Marty. Like, if you went out there, like, name two film directors. Spielberg, for sure, would be the first one, would get the majority of the votes. Maybe Marty after that. And then maybe Tarantino's third.
Yeah.
But that's not enough
know,
to get
I'll
him.
I bet you could go through 50 people and they wouldn't mention Tarantino.
Gosh, I don't know if I could name 50 directors.
No, 50 people. If you went to 50 people and said, name two directors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you're probably right. Most people probably wouldn't get one. Couldn't get one director. Man.
Let's go wireless next and find out.
All right, that coming up next here on The Ticket.
Would Nolan be able to name...
Why do you have to do this?
What?
Bring him up. He's been gone for years.
Besides, he was our friend while he was here.
He's still my friend.
Well, not now, the way you make fun of him.
I don't make fun of him. I make fun of the Nolan fans. I don't make fun of Nolan. But could Nolan name two directors? Would he say John Ford?
John Ford?
John Ford and Sam Peckinpah.
Yeah, I bet he can name two.
You think? Would they both be dead, though?
They might be.
He'd name the director of some wildlife preserve.
Marlon Perkins.
Something like that.
Well, congratulations to all of those people.
Yes.
Boy, Meryl Streep is making a big she's not a big comeback. She's always been around, but it seems like now she's taking more projects that are putting her out there, like we saw with the Monterey Five and Big Little Lies.
Mm-hmm.
She has signed on with HBO Max to do another project for the network, and I guess their new streaming service. Steven Soderbergh. Well, that's a director that was super smoking hot for about a decade, and then kind of went away. Soderbergh was huge. And he won Best Director for the what was the cartel movie with Michael Douglas and or Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Traffic.
Traffic, yeah. Mm-hmm. Little overrated.
I don't like Traffic.
Okay. Little overrated, where Catherine Zeta-Jones took over the business in the end, right? Selling, like, figurines that melted down into cocaine.
That's right.
It's pretty awesome.
Wasn't a bad movie.
I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. But it seems like that he just kind of hasn't done anything after having hit after hit after hit, hadn't done much. Well, anyway, he has a new comedy film called Let Them All Talk. Now, this is a big risk. When you decide to go for a comedy that stars everybody over the age of 65, and they're all women. Like, we're seeing it with men right now with De Niro and Pacino and Pesci.
Mm-hmm.
With The Irishman. That's one thing. But in this movie, this comedy, it stars Meryl Streep, Candace Bergen, the great Diane Wiest, and a couple other people. But that's the three main people. Candace Bergen.
Haven't heard from her in a while.
Well, she did Murphy Brown. She did the reboot of Murphy Brown.
Yeah, but that's been... all she's done for a long time.
What kind of is, yeah. I don't know if she's done any movies or anything. But yeah, this is... it's a story about an author. But just... imagine yourself being 10.
Oh, okay.
And going... your mom or dad coming up to you and you're like, Scooter... we want to take you to a movie tonight. Oh, yeah, like Flash Gordon or something? No, no. It's a film called Let Them All Talk. It's being described as a drama slash comedy or a dramedy. Okay.
No, all she would have to say, what's it about, Mom? It's about an author out.
Yeah. Here's the plot line, Scooter.
Scooter'd probably rather stay home and watch 60 Minutes.
It's the story of a celebrated author... played by Meryl Streep, who takes a journey with old friends to have some fun and heal old wounds. Her nephew comes along to wrangle the ladies.
You're making me bored of it already.
And finds himself involved with a young literary agent. How about it, Scooter?
Boring!
You just hear the gun cock. Kids don't like that, man.
I'll bet that'll be great.
I'm sure it will, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the movie that kids think is stupid.
Right. About a celebrated author.
Kids don't listen to the
books. Books. Ugh. Oh, boy, we got to go. We have got to go.
What else?
Well, that's it.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
We took a big trip this weekend, Mike, out to sunny San Francisco, and it's time to discuss what went on.
You hear that, Mike?
This is Sports Radio.